The Columbia Workshop presents The Pussycat and the Expert Plumber Who Was a Man, an original radio play by Arthur Miller. Before the microphones open on tonight's play, let the workshop be the first to admit that animals have had more than their share of attention lately on this program. Beginning with my friend Curly, the dancing caterpillar, there has been Fish Story, Alf the All-American Fly, and now something about a pussycat. Perhaps tonight's broadcast will prove the animal play to end all animal plays. That, dear listeners, rests with you.
The door?
Oh, leave it open
tonight.
I'm stuck.
Turn out the light.
Charles? Mr. Beaker?
Adele?
What's the matter now?
Did you hear someone calling my name?
Oh, go to sleep.
But really, I...
Me, Mr. Beaker.
What? Who's in the room?
It's only me, Mr. Thomas.
Thomas?
Turn on the light.
Nobody's here.
Push the cat off the bed.
Please don't.
There again.
Go down and call the police.
You better not.
There's someone in the room. We can't see him.
But you're looking straight at me, Adele.
Adele. Don't talk. Close your eyes.
Why?
Just close them. All right?
Yes.
Mr. Thomas, would you walk toward me? Just come this way.
Certainly.
Dell, it's the cat. The cat can talk.
Oh,
heaven, forgive us our sins. Oh, be good. Whatever we did wrong, we'll do right.
Come now, Mr. and Mrs. Beaker. Calm yourselves and let's talk sense. And stop kicking your feet around. You're pushing me off the bed.
Look how his whiskers move.
He doesn't whisper in company, Mr. Beaker.
Oh, pardon me.
But how did you learn to talk?
Well, it's like this. You shave that bulb, please. It's hard seeing you. You took me in. I was a kitten. Well, it wasn't long before I discovered I was smarter than most cats. At the age of 9 months, I began setting traps for mice.
Where did you get the traps?
Made them.
Oh.
Anyway, last year I began watching you people talk, and I got feeling it might be worth my while to pick up the lingo, and so I did.
But how?
What do you mean, how? What do you think a cat is, an idiot?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Just keep it in mind, please, but being able to talk English wasn't much good, because cats only understand cat language. You don't mean that cats talk to each other. Cats, Mr. Beaker, speak much more beautifully than men do. You never find a cat walking down a street saying to everyone he meets, it ain't the heat, it's the humidity.
Tell me, what do you want with us?
Mr. Beaker, I have the most daring idea in the history of the world. I am going to be mayor of this town.
You, a cat?
I, Mr. Tom Thomas. Everything is ready. All I need is a man who can write. I can't hold a pencil.
Now, look here, Tom. That's going a little too far. I think that
I don't care what you think. You'll do as I say.
Well, I won't stand for a cat ordering me around, Tom.
Mrs. Beaker,
mm-hmm.
Would you like to know what was going on in this house while you were away in Chicago last summer?
No, I say, Tom.
What?
Well, now, Tom, you keep your mouth shut.
That's better. Now, here's my proposition. Practically every one of the finest families in town keeps a cat. I've taught those cats to read and understand English. But only I can speak because I'm so clever. Now, they've been reporting to me for the past 5 months, and I have enough on every big man in this town to make him do whatever I command.
Well, that's blackmail.
I've been around, George. That's politics. So what you will do is buy a big ledger and enter the name, address, and private scandal of every person I give you.
Oh, Lord.
Don't interrupt. Election for mayor is 2 weeks off. I've got the goods on both candidates, so they'll campaign for me.
But will people vote for a cat, Tom?
Leave that strictly to me, George. Will you keep my books?
Well, I don't know. I
can ruin your business in 10 days. You take opium.
I think
that's not so.
What do you say, George? I'm not kidding.
Oh, George.
All right, I'll
By a ledger tomorrow.
Put it there, George, old boy.
Where?
Shake hands. I won't scratch. There. And now I must be off. I'm going to dictate a speech to the mayor in which he will explain to the voters why he recommends me for office. Good night. See you in the morning.
Good night.
And George, please don't water my milk from now on. I'm going to need all my strength. Bye-bye.
Now pull out of it, Your Honor. You're falling to pieces.
Of course I'm falling to pieces. Good Lord, a talking cat. Get him off my desk.
Your Honor, if you won't hear me, I'll just have to tell the authorities.
Authorities? But I'm the mayor, young man. I mean, cat.
I was referring to the federal authorities, namely the Income Tax Bureau.
What's this?
You've evaded taxes, cashed in on city construction, grafted in liquor, shielded murderers.
Who says?
Mr. Mayor, I've read every letter you've written or received in the past 4 months, gotten reports on every phone call. And if you don't believe me, look in your safe for your bank book. Go on. Look.
It's been missing for a week.
Sure. I've got it with your other papers socked away in a milk bottle. I am going to be mayor of this city.
Yes, well, that's... Mayor?
You swing your machine behind me and withdraw your support from Wilcox. I've taken care of the opposition candidate. He has insanity in his family, and he's decided not to run.
Well, so you have, huh? Well, what do you call yourself?
Thomas. Tom Thomas.
Won't you have a chair, Mr. Thomas? It'll be more comfortable than the desk.
That's very kind.
Grab him, John. I got him. You little devil, you Beelzebub. We'll see who'll be mayor.
Let go, you fool.
Take him to the river, John, and hold him under till he busts.
Wait.
You can drown me. But the minute I'm dead, all your private papers will be dragged along Main Street by every cat in Billington. My organization stands ready for revenge.
What organization?
I have a full-grown cat in every third house in this city. Your chief of police alone keeps 3 of my operatives in his office, 2 brown and 1 white. If I'm killed, you're up the creek, and that goes for every politician in town.
Unloose him, John.
And let go of my tail. Well, Your Honor, who's the new mayor of Billington?
Well, Thomas, my honest opinion is that the people of Billington won't vote for a cat. Your appearance is against you.
But they won't vote for a cat. They'll vote for a name. Tom Thomas. No photographs, no personal appearances, just the name and anything you want to say about it. I'll be the publicity-hating crusader, the unseen marvel. I say it can be done, and you'd better see that it is done.
I've got to have time to think.
Fine, then it's settled.
Huh?
Let's seal it with a drink, huh?
Oh, all right, you win. Make mine long scotch, John.
Yes, sir. And you, Mr. Thomas?
Oh, I'll have a heavy cream.
Regular or special?
5 regular.
Right.
Voting for Tom Thomas?
Might as well. Nobody else running.
Well, seems like a fine man, according to the papers.
I guess so.
Funny, though, how nobody ever heard of him before.
Oh, lots of good people nobody ever heard of. Well, there's your gas.
Here you are.
Thanks.
There. How's that? Oh, that's fine. Hey, look at that gazette, will you? That Thomas is certainly a wonderful man.
I'll say. He'd get my vote even if there was another man running.
Yeah. You know, they say he's got a lovely tenor voice.
Where'd you hear that?
How about your papers, dearie? That man will put this town on the map, I bet. Anyway, he must be a wonderful to look at. Blonde and tall and all that.
I wonder why he don't let anybody see him, though.
I always say a man has a right to his own privacy.
George Beaker speaking.
This is the mayor. Give me the cat. Hurry.
Well, Tom, you want to jump up here and take it? The mayor.
Hold that receiver a little higher, George.
Hello?
Hello?
Thomas?
Yes?
The boats, Thomas.
What about the boats?
They've just finished counting them, Thomas.
Well, so?
You have just been elected mayor of Billington.
That's very nice, Johnson, but why is your voice shaking?
Because, Tom, old boy, there happens to be 500 people surging outside my door, demanding to see the new mayor. Now what do? Tell him he's out chasing mice?
Don't be so sassy. I'll be right over.
And how'll you get in? They pack the hallways.
There's a tree next to your window, isn't there?
Well, so what?
So, I'll be right up.
But you're the mayor now, Tom. A mayor doesn't come into the city hall by a tree. Enough is enough, Tom.
Oh, yeah?
Still pouring into the hallway, Your Honor.
Come down from that transom and get me an aspirin, John. What's that?
Something scratching outside the door, sir.
Good Lord, it's the mayor. Open the door a wee bit. Oh! Don't leap up at me so, Tom. I thought you were going to climb the tree.
I wanted to get a look at the crowd. There's a man named Billings out there. Seems to be a leader.
Oh, sure. Dan Billings. He's been on the city board 14 years. Vice president of the bank. President of the...
I want to see him.
Well, if you talk to Billings, I'll die.
Every so often, certain people will be informed that I am a cat. Open the door, John, and don't stare so.
His Honor wants to see Dan Billings.
It's about time a citizen got a look at his mayor. I thought Thomas was in here.
How do you do, sir?
How do you... Who said that?
Well, you see, Billings, I...
Won't you sit down?
Why, shut up. Who's talking in here?
The cat, Billings. The one in the chair.
The cat?
Yes, Billings. This cat is Tom. Tom Thomas. The mayor. There, you see, Tom? He's fainted. Throw some water at him, John.
So you see, Mr. Billings, I know all about your youthful career on the chain gang.
But I was so young.
Oh, I understand, old boy, but I'm sure you wouldn't care to have the public or perhaps your wife know that.
Oh, no.
That's fine. Now go right out to that crowd and tell them that you've met Tom Thomas, and that he's a fine fellow, etc., 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 but that he's so darn shy, he'd rather keep to himself for a little longer.
Couldn't I just go home?
Yes, after you've made your speech. Bye, Mr. Billings.
Goodbye. Well, here goes.
Citizen! I have just seen Tom Thomas, and let me tell you that there is an individual Billington will be thankful for.
Close the door, John.
I never would have believed that in 10 million years.
This is just the beginning, Johnson.
Huh?
How would you like to be lieutenant governor of this state?
Oh, now, Tom, you're starting something again, and I'm not quite up to it.
I am going to be governor.
Oh, now, Tom, no pussycat ever has been or ever will be governor of this state. It simply isn't done.
Johnson, what I've done in Billington can be done in every city in this state.
How?
There are house cats in every city.
You mean?
I mean that you and John are going to buy 2 animal suitcases and meet me at the railroad station in half an hour. I'll bring 2 cats, my lieutenants. You'll carry one to Hillsborough and the other to Bryston. They will contact the house cats of the big shots, and those towns are the neighbors of the big shots. We'll keep sending out cats to every important town until we've got something on every politician and newspaper owner in the state. In 6 months, I'll be ready. And with publicity going full blast, I'll have the voters in my pocket. ¶¶
drop them off in those towns, they tell me.
That's all. They know the rest. Hurry.
Bye.
Sport for Hillsborough, Wrightstown, Bakersville, Bostontown, Shaw, Lansbury. Sport!
We gotta take two more to Greenville and Bentley. And here's the next list, John. One to Greer, one to Bolton, one to Strongsville, and one to Price.
Gee, Boots, I never want to see another cat as long as I live.
Shut up, you want to hear you. We've still got a couple of cards burying Melton and Bernardale and Monroe and Henry and Ellsworth.
Mr. Fairchild, will you take the inkwell and those books off the desk? I want room to walk around. Oh, thank you. So you see, gentlemen, I've got the goods on every one of you, so that's that. In short, I've called you here tonight because you run this state, and it is you who will make me governor. Now, what's the answer, Mr. Fairchild?
Well, Tom, you've got every one of us cornered, but here's the hitch. The voters simply will not elect a governor that they've never laid eyes on.
The voters?
Hey, that's absolutely right.
But gentlemen, that's exactly why I'll run away with the elections. What's the weakest plate in any candidate's armor? His record, right? But me, why, I've got the ideal record, the perfect political past. None whatsoever. Now, what's the verdict?
Fellas, I don't care what he says.
Well, that's
that
all right,
man, Peter. On the table is a pussycat.
All right, Peters, all right.
But he is. He says so himself.
Quiet, just a minute, boys. Just a minute. All right, Tom. For the sake of argument, let's assume that a pussycat could become the governor. What then? If one man discovers you, if one man finds out that the governor is a cat...
Now you've hit it, Fairchild. The secret of my success. I am a house cat, not only by birth, but by profession. Gentlemen, I have seen life. Life in the bathtub. Life in dark cellars. Life in bedrooms. And I've seen it from the bottom up. And I tell you that under the threat of slander, of being publicly defamed, no man will dare tell a soul that Tom Thomas, Governor Thomas, is a pussycat, should he make the discovery.
Yes, and why not?
Man is evil in his own eyes, my friend. And the only way he can find respect for himself is by getting other people to say he's a nice fellow. So be sure of it. The only man who would expose me is one who really believes he's upright and clean, really in his secret heart. And such a man does not exist in this world.
Boys, that cat's got a head on him.
Well, Fairchild, it's up to you. If his cats start dragging our skeletons into the streets, we're in the soup.
Oh, well, it'll be, Fairchild.
Well, boys, we might as well make the best of it. We're going to nominate him at the convention next week. What's more, we're going to elect him in November. And it's my guess that Tom Thomas is going to be the smartest governor this state ever had.
Okay. Maybe we will nominate him. Maybe we'll elect him, too. But I've been watching him for 2.5 hours. And I say that a man might sit on a table like that. A man might smell like that, and a man might even move his ears around like that. But by George, there ain't a man born who ever had such a long tail. That fella is a pussycat.
Cut that noise. The guests in the next room are complaining.
Well, how about that racket in the auditorium downstairs? You want the sink fixed? I gotta make noise. Tell the guests to go for a walk.
Now you lay off. That's Tom Thomas in there with the state big shot. I don't want any more of it.
Tom Thomas? In the next room.
What do we do now, Sam?
Tom. Here's a dime. Go get yourself a soda.
Oh, swell.
Yeah, and don't hurry back.
Okay.
The next room. Gosh, I wonder what he really looks like. Boy, I bet he's a big guy with... Oh, this window. I bet I could walk right along that ledge and look right in on him. Well, let's see. Oh, what a snap. Well, why not? Now, if I can inch along... Gee, that's high. If I can inch along to that window and... There. Boy, the biggest shots in the state, and what a view. I wonder which one is Tom Thomas. That fat one? No, he's too fat. The one walking around, I bet. And that cat sitting right on the... Gosh, he don't seem to be looking at anybody. Oh, I'm going nuts. That cat's talking. He's shaking his paw. Holy smoke.
Hey, what's going on in there?
Hey, what are you doing out there?
That cat.
That cat is none of your business.
That cat is Tom Thomas. He can talk words.
You're crazy. Get him in here, boys.
I tell you, I heard him talk, and you call him Tom Thomas.
You say that again, and I'll have you...
Well...
Hey, shut that window, fellas. Gentlemen.
There he talked.
Never mind, Tom. We'll handle him.
I'll handle him, Fairchild. Young man, who are you?
I'm an expert plumber.
What do you want?
Want?
Yes, everybody wants something. What do you want?
Well, right now I want everybody to know Tom Thomas is a cat, that's what.
Why must anyone know?
Why? Well, you're a cat, mister, as sure as my name is Sam.
But that's fairly obvious.
But, well, the governor is not supposed to be a cat.
As far as the people know, I'm a man, though. And if I can govern well, what difference will a few hairs make?
Well, listen, there's a little more between you and being a man than a few hairs.
Is there? What?
Well, a man is different.
Uh-huh. Just how?
Well, a man has got... Well, he's got ideals. Has a cat got ideals?
Certainly. My ideal, for instance, is to become the most powerful individual in this state. It's all wet, Sam. There's no difference between a cat and a man. So, why expose me? I'll give you $25,000 to keep your mouth shut.
But there is a difference. There must be.
You'll have to get rid of your superior attitude, Sam. You can do nothing that I can't do.
Yeah? Can you fix a leaky pipe?
No, but can you catch a mouse with your teeth? No hands?
Well, all right, but... Well, can you build a house?
All right. Can your wife bear 8 children at once without batting an eye? Oh, drop it, Sam. We'll come out tied. Now, look here. You won't be bribed, but if you open your mouth about this to a soul, your reputation isn't worth a thin dime. I'll smear you like mud, and I can do it.
Look, what would a cat do in my place?
Same as a man. He'd take the money and buy a house in the country.
Oh, you really believe that?
I am what I am because men are like cats.
Okay. You believe it enough to come into the convention hall under my arm?
Certainly. But don't forget, Sam. You won't ever again be able to walk out of your house in daylight. You'll be ashamed to show your face.
That's okay. I'll carry it.
Sam, I offer you $40,000 to keep shut.
Listen, Tom Thomas, and the rest of you, too. A pussycat might think he's a man because he got to be mayor. And he may think he's a man because he's almost governor. But there's one thing that shows he ain't a man. No pussycat could ever become an expert plumber. And that's the difference between you and me. All right, let's go.
Oh, no, you don't.
Out of the way, Fairchild. I want to test my theory once and for all.
Yes, but Tom, if he tells the convention, we're finished.
Well, Fairchild, if one cat is discovered in public office, you can't expect the others to go off scot-free. Let us pass through, Puss, and don't worry. Sam, the plumber, will regret the night he climbed out of the window of the Victoria Hotel.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start the first ballot for governor. The delegate from the county of Atchison.
County Atchison, cast 3 votes for Tom Thomas.
Boy, you got your hand bringing a cat to a
meeting.
I'll make it $50,000, Sam. $50,000.
Pardon me, I'm going up on that platform.
It's a letter from Galloway County.
Say, Mr. Speaker.
Where you are? Who are you?
say, Mr. Speaker, I've got something to tell the delegates about Tom Thomas. It's something terrific.
Are you for or against?
Oh, I'm for, all right.
All right, then, go ahead, but keep that cat out of the microphone.
Thank you, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I guess most of you are for Tom Thomas. But I thought you'd like to see who you're voting for, so I brought him here. The great Tom Thomas, the aviator, the cold-blooded publicity-hating crusader, the unseen mystery marvel, is none other than this cat in my hand.
Okay, Tom, you stand on this table. I'll confess. Come on, talk. Tom, I've done what no cat would do. Now you have the courage of your convictions. Talk. Just a few words, Tom, for the audience and for the delegates. Okay, you poor flusher. I'm going to twist your tail. Go on, talk. Talk, I tell you, talk.
Okay, I'll talk. Help that woman, she's fainted.
All right, talk into the microphone, Tom. I've got your tail. Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen, I am Tom Thomas. I am a talking cat. Now, I beg you not to let this unfortunate incident alter your vote. I am still as much Tom Thomas as I was before.
Hey, he's under the table.
There he is, headed to the window.
Boy, what a leap. He's out.
After him.
Get that cat.
Take it easy, Tom. You're home now. Be calm. You know what, George? I found the difference between a man and a cat.
Ever since you started talking English, that worried me.
The difference, George, is that a cat will do anything. The worst things to fill his stomach. But a man will actually prefer to stay poor because of an idea. Some men, like expert plumbers, for instance, are so proud of their usefulness that they don't need the respect of their neighbors. And so they aren't afraid to speak the truth.
Maybe you're right, but what are you going to do now?
Oh, I hate to get back into the rut, George.
Yeah, I know, Tom, but the house is running with mice since you left.
Oh, mice. What kind of a life is that for me? So I catch a mouse. So what? That's a rut, George. And anyway, I'm too sad to put my mind to it now.
Well, Tom, you've just got to get used to being a cat again.
Yeah, George, there's no use pretending.
Now, come on, let's hear you meow. Come on.
Oh, meow.
Oh, now, what kind of a meow is that? Come on, give it.
Meow. Oh, I can't, George.
Oh, but try, please. Put your heart into it. Come on.
Meow.
Attaboy. Now, like the old days, Tom, a good one. Like on the back fence, you remember? With that light tan, babe?
You have been listening to the Columbia Workshop presentation of The Pussycat and the Expert Plumber by Arthur Miller. Original music was composed and directed by Charles Paul, and the entire production was under the direction of Brewster Morgan. Eric Rolfe appeared as Tom Thomas, Frank Lovejoy was the expert plumber, Carl Eastman was George, John Brown the mayor, Jack Hartley was Fairchild. The cast also included Helene Dumas, Connie Lemke, Howard Smith, Matthew Crowley, Neil O'Malley, Richard Coogan, Ben Ross, Dean Reisner, and Sidney Newman. The Columbia Workshop will be presented at the same time next Sunday evening. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.